resources, reviews, and a poll this week on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in on the show today. We have a product review. I reviewed the inline patch last week, kind of saying how really just go with Skype. And Don Lewis sent in an email, says, "Hey Dave, on your recent SOP morning announcements, you mentioned that you had a hum while you're on your phone tap. I had a similar problem while interconnecting the sound sources between multiple computers and my mixer board." He says, "I insert a group ground loop isolator transformer inline." Well, that's a mouthful. Between the different equipment, it's about $18. Actually, it was $16 at Radio Shack. At least it was here in Ohio. Part number 270054. So I went out and got one. And thank you very much, Don, for that. So today we're going to be playing with that. If you'd like to contact me, my email is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Our phone number, 888-563-3228. Our show archives, schoolofpodcasting.net. And of course, our main site, schoolpodcasting.com, if you're looking for our hours of tutorials and our hundreds of resources, check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. So let's start off with the audio, because Sally had also said a tip for us. She commented out at schoolpodcasting.net. So Sally Getch from author-izer, I-Z-E-R.com, kind of mentioned that, "Hey Dave, when you played the thing last week, you forgot to turn your music bed down." Nice. She said, "I have a Radio Shack wireless phone recording controller that doesn't sound too bad to my terribly discriminating ear. It was about $25. However, the audio qualities of phones is much worse than that of Skype or at any rate your computer to begin with. So begin at a disadvantage when using a traditional phone line," which is true. What I did was I called my brother. And I'll play a little before call. This is without the ground loop isolator, is kind of the short name for this. So here's a little before.
"Here we go. Well, just a welcome to the show here.
If nothing else, is a little louder, volume wise.
Well, the fun thing is it's on this end where I now have a big buzz sound. So
okay.
we're gonna be quiet for a second so we can listen to it buzz, even though you can't hear it. There we go. So everybody on my end can hear the buzz.
All right, so there again, that is my brother. This is simply using a phone-to-phone with the JK Audio inline patch. Now, I hooked up. Now, the bad news about this ground loop isolator is it's meant for really like car stereos maybe or something with an RCA jack, the little round ones. So it comes with an adapter. So I plugged that in the eighth inch, the little mini jack, into this thing, but it gave me RCA out. So what I did was I plugged the RCA outs into the tape in of my mixing board. Again, I'm using the Behringer UB802. So here's what it sounds like after the isolator.
Okay, so I've called my brother back, and this is the after call. So I'm going to shut up here, and you'll see where there's not as much noise on this end. So it's
okay.
Not as noisy. And, Doug, do you have any embarrassing stories about me you'd like to share?
About you?
Yes.
No, not really. You're a pretty decent brother for the most part, so.
Okay. All right, I will call you back in a second, and we will do a...
All right, so there you go. That's the brother. Now, again, what I could have done is taken yet another adapter and converted the RCA into a quarter inch, plugged that into one of the channels of my board, and then I would have been able to EQ it. I don't know about it if you noticed that, but there's a lot of upper end hiss on that. So I'm going a really long way to say really the best way to do interviews is via Skype. Now here's where Don came back, and I am not familiar with this program. I'll be making a tutorial about it here shortly. It says, "I also use a program called V Motion. It's at voiceemotion.com that does direct recording from Skype as with discrete in-out channel separation. You can download a trial version and a full version without record time limitations for around $30. Sound quality is quite good." Yeah, it actually records up to 48K, which is better than CD quality. Now, my biggest worry, again, with all recording on your computer that you're Skyping with is you might overload your computer and lose the recording. But I'll put a link to that out of the show notes. Don, thank you very much for the tip on that. And speaking of Don, let's see if I can go find his promo.
Hi, this is Don Lewis, the host of the Big Break Music Podcast. Each week I bring you some of the best music from unsigned and independent label artists from around the world. I play all genres and styles, and I like to mix it up with each show. In addition to great music, I have interviews with bands, solo artists, record industry executives, and producers to get their perspective on today's music scene. The artists tell us about what inspired them to write their songs, and often reveal some very interesting things. So I hope you check us out and subscribe to the Big Break Music Podcast by going to www.lowcountryradio.com and click on the link for the Big Break. If you know of an artist or band that would like to be featured on our show, tell them about the podcast. It may just be the Big Break they've been waiting for. The Big Break Music Podcast, www.lowcountryradio.com.
All right, thank you, Don. And actually, Don is in the process of making new promos because his URL is actually thebigbreakpodcast.com. Either one will lead you there. So thank you, Don, for that. Thought I would share a couple more insights, some ideas that I saw that I went, this is cool. I wish I could give credit. I was browsing around, I think it was Podcast Alley, looking at new podcasts, and I ended up at somebody's site, and they had done an interview. And what they did is they didn't type out the answers, but they said, you know, we interviewed so-and-so and such, and here's what we asked. And it was like question A, question B, question C, question D. And it was very cool because if you think about it, from a listener standpoint, I went, I might want to listen to this now because I want to see the answers. Now, you may be thinking, but yeah, but what if they don't? What if they were going to listen to it before and now that they know what's in it, they're not? Yeah, but again, it's all about the listener. Remember that. And so I thought about it. That's a pretty cool idea. So I might start doing that in the future if I have interviews. I thought it was very cool. The other thing I'm starting to see a trend in, and we talked about this a couple weeks back, about how really the first minute of your podcast is your first impression. In reality, it's about the first 30 seconds that if you have a brand new listener, and I personally do it myself still, which is I give my contact information. Because you're always assuming that it's a new listener, right? Because I know everybody else is going, yeah, I know, schoolofpodcasting.com, Gmail, but you're always assuming it's a new person. And I'm seeing more and more people preserving their first minute by moving the contact information to the end. And they'll just say something like, if you'd like to contact me, our contact information is listed at the end. And I went, not a bad idea, maybe. And that's where I'm going to put a poll out in our show notes, schoolpodcasting.net. Do you think the contact information should be at the front or the end of the podcast? If you think about it, if somebody's going to be passionate enough to want to contact somebody, chances are they're going to listen to the whole podcast. Where somebody who isn't going to comment or something like that may not listen to the end. I don't know. But on the other hand, if it's somebody who doesn't have time to listen till the end, they'll get your comments and your contact information at the beginning of the podcast. So I'm going to put a link. Go out to schoolpodcasting.net and click on the link there, and I'll put the results in next week's show notes. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You could save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. The problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. We've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world anytime and anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days, no credit card required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right. Thank you, GoToMeeting. Hey, I want to let you know about, I have in my hands, Can you hear that? That's where I wish I had video. Website Magazine. It's a very cool magazine. It's free. I'll put a link to it out in the show notes. If you're using podcasting for marketing, it's a very cool tool. It has a list here, top 50 sites for designers and developers. And like, for instance, promotional resources, there's a thing called Traffic Swarm. I'm not a huge fan of these kind of sites, but I've been using it, and it has brought some traffic to my site. Now, this is one of those things where you sign up, and like, for instance, every time I start up my computer, instead, when I go to the internet, it brings up a page. It has like 6 links, and if I click on a link, I get a bunch of credits, and a number of credits, then my stuff shows up on everybody else's front page. It's almost like a banner exchange kind of thing. And so I've been using it, and the thing is, on occasion, I will click on a link with actual sincere interest, but 99% of the time, I'm clicking on this link because I want some credits. So if you're looking for a way to promote your podcast, that would be one. But if you're into marketing, again, go out to the show notes. I'll put a link out to Website Magazine. It's very, very cool. And the reason I'm not telling you the URL is because I'm an affiliate of theirs. But I'm also... Oh, the other thing is I'm reading... Can you hear me walking around here? In February, they had an article on Second Life and different ways to make money in blogging. So that's why I bring it up here. And also, you know, if you guys sign up, I get a buck. So what do you know? And it's free. The other cool thing is you can read it online, or you can have it delivered to your home, or you can do both. So speaking of free ways to market your podcast, I talked about this on Today in Podcasting, which is a show I do with Rob Walsh from Podcast 411, Paul Culligan, the Internet Guru Mastermind, and Gary Leland from Podcast Pickle. And I mentioned that I used to have a podcast directory called Podcast Charts. And if you go to that website, you'll see where it says, hey, I took it down. Basically, I bought a script a while back, and it's been hacked and hooked and schmacked and whacked enough times to where I went, you know what? Number one, I'm not competing with anybody. I don't like doing anything kind of halfway. And Podcast Charts was an okay site, but it was just more of a pain in the butt. And I was using it to kind of keep in touch with podcasters to see new podcasts coming in. So I have, this isn't new, by the way. It's a cross-promotion website, podcastclicks.com. And what it is you basically, you sign up, you can have a free service, and you basically upload a banner to your website, and you basically put in some, you basically point Podcast Clicks at your banner, go in, get some code, put that in your blog or on your website, and you'll start to display banners on your website. Now, for every banner you show, same thing, you get credits, and your banner is shown on other sites. And we're actually, you know, generating a lot of clicks to people's websites. Now, you have to have a podcast. That's the big key of this. I don't want to promote, you know, microphones and things like that. It's my tool to the podcast community to help cross-promote. Now, if you're not interested in having a banner on your site, you can sign up as an advertiser and or a non-free user. It's not really advertising. Well, it is. It's advertising. And again, you can simply point Podcast Clicks to your banner, and you can buy so many impressions for X amount of money. And it's a way, again, to cross-promote your website. So it's another tool I have. So if you were in Podcast Charts and you wonder what the heck happened to it, that's what happened to it. I don't like doing things halfway. And also, the guy that wrote that script has gone missing. And so I just went, you know what? This isn't any good anyway, so I took it down. But if you're interested in free cross-promotion, those are some other resources. Podcast Clicks. The other thing I want to point out here, and I really need, I put this on the site numerous times. Here's how this works. Let's say you have a front page. You can put the code, which will put one banner on your site. And these could be 120 by 240, like a big long one. It could be a square one, 120 by 120. It could be a full banner. You know, all the different sizes of banners. But you can only put it once on your page. You can't have your front page with 6 banners so you get credit for 6 impressions. It doesn't work that way. And if I see you doing that, I will kick you out of the system immediately, no questions asked. It's all over the site, no cheating. So now if you have 6 pages, you can put the code on each of those 6 pages once. It's only once per page. It's the way that system works. And I have my ways of checking for cheating, and I kicked off 7 people this week. And I really just want to go, look, were you not getting enough return on investment for your free investment? I'm sorry, is that my out loud voice? But, you know, that's what it's here for. It's cross-promotion. It's free. Unless, of course, you don't want a banner. And also, if you need a banner, I've got a link there. I'm actually making banners for people as well. So check that out, podcastclicks.com. Hey, we're running out of time, so I want to thank you for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I want to thank Don Lewis of the BigBreakPodcast.com and Sally from author-izer.com. Thank you guys for the feedback. As always, you can contact me. Here's that contact information at the end of the podcast. schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Or if you want to check out the show notes, schoolpodcasting.net. That's where I'll have that poll. Or if you want to check out our hundreds of resources, which I'll be adding that one that Don just gave us, and our hours of tutorials, check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks, and until we meet again, everybody, last dismissed.